At 5:03, I'll call this meeting of Civil Service Commission to order. Roll call, Co-Chair Fish.
Here.
Commissioner Nunez Silva.
Here.
Commissioner Zepeda. Commissioner Strong. Chair Carbuccia here. At this point, we would look at public comments. Persons may address the commission on any subject matter within the commission's jurisdiction that is not listed on the agenda. State law generally prohibits us as a commission from discussing or taking action on items not on the agenda, but if appropriate, we may schedule a future topic or refer the matter to staff. If anyone wishes to speak, they may fill out a request to speak form and submit it to the secretary prior to the meeting. Felipe, do we have anyone that's asked to speak?
No, we do not.
No, at this time, we'll close public comment. On action items, we have three. Approval of the meeting minutes from May 4th, 2023. The recommended action of the commission is to take is to approve the minutes. Is there anyone that wants to ask questions or make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's three unanimous here. Selection of chair and vice chair for fiscal year 23-24. At this point, we are looking for nominations for a chair and a vice chair for 23-24. Is there any discussion or action or motions? If not, I would motion to elect chair, co-chair Fish as the chair for this coming year, and nominate Commissioner Nunez Silva as the vice chair. Does anyone want to second that motion?
Am I allowed to second that motion?
Yes.
All right, I'll second that motion.
Is there any discussion? Are you willing to accept a nomination?
Sure.
Commissioner Nunez Silva, are you willing to accept a nomination, Vice Chair Fish?
Yes.
On that, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, abstaining. By acclamation, we have a new chair and a vice chair. Consideration and approval of the addition of a following classification under Civil Service Rule 101.02A3 of paramedic recruit non-safety. We would love it if you could give us a little bit of info.
Sure. So I just wanted to formally introduce Fire Chief Harry Munns. He's here to answer any questions that you may have specific to the operations of the fire department. But classification-wise, just to give you a little bit of background, the fire department established their ambulance transport system, or ATS, in April of 2021. We have paramedics and EMTs that are part of this group. As a result of discussions that we've had with the fire department, and paramedic hiring, we looked at establishing a paramedic recruit classification, which would allow us to have a wider pool of candidates for those that are currently enrolled in paramedic school or have their EMT P license but do not have their county accreditation, meaning that someone who is a paramedic elsewhere outside of San Diego County, worked as a paramedic in either Northern California or outside of the state of California, could apply, because what our requirements currently are for paramedic non-safety is they need to be a licensed paramedic within the state of California and then also have their county accreditation. We have paramedics who have their license in California but don't have county accreditation, and so as part of our EMS Academy, which these paramedic recruits would go through, they've worked out where they would have someone from the county be able to provide the course so that they could, after completing that course, have their county accreditation. And once they've completed the EMS Academy, complete the county accreditation class, and fulfilled all of the requirements of the academy, they would then be promoted to paramedic on safety. So we are recommending establishing this classification, and it would be placed in our non-safety IFF group, which our paramedics and EMTs are currently part of.
And so it looked like it said that it's a six-month window. Max, what happens at 6 months if they haven't completed? What would happen to them?
The academy is typically, just so you know, an 80-hour academy. Mm-hmm. So they should, if they complete everything, they complete the county accreditation class, they should then be promoted. If they don't, they would be separated at that time.
And it's made aware to them on day one that if you don't finish in 6 months, you're peace out?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And the NIAF is also in agreement with those terms?
Yes.
Okay.
They were sent a copy of the job description, which you have there.
Yeah.
It's also outlined in the distinguishing characteristics of the classification.
Lily, any questions?
I was just going to ask, so you have, let's see, so they must, the incumbent must, 1, 2, 3. On number 4, it says be eligible for promotion to the class of paramedic non-safety. So can you explain that a little bit more?
Sure.
It says graduation from the EMS Academy requires an acceptable level of competency in all academy subjects. So I was just a little bit more information on
sure.
that.
Sure. So when they are, actually, I'm going to turn this over to Harry because he can talk about the EMS Academy.
Okay.
So the EMS Academy is a didactic version of, you know, our onboarding process. And essentially it's reviewing all department policies and procedures related to performing the duties of a paramedic.
Okay.
And then it transitions into field training as well. So that's the skills-based side of the evaluation. And so the goal with, I think what your question was about, is to ensure that these personnel are able to learn the information that's pertinent to the Children's Vista Fire Department and how we perform these duties and tasks, mm-hmm. integrate into the 911 system, working with first responders and firefighters as well, and then verify that their skill set is commensurate with the scope of practice of a paramedic. So it's literally an academy or like a classroom setting with quizzes, information sharing, lectures, and then capped off with actual skills verification.
Are these people in these positions, would they be receiving like evaluations on a monthly basis or bi-monthly? Or?
No, it's literally daily.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they would in advance know if they're not doing well and
yes.
the areas of improvement in that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Refresh our memory here. What is a paramedic 1, 2, 3? Is that what you generally have?
And we just have one, a journey level paramedic.
Just one. So this is just allowing for essentially an entry level that is not county certified. Everything else is fine, just not county certified.
County, or they may not have their
state
of California.
State, okay.
Yeah. Like a great example would be is I think we have an applicant that's a paramedic in Georgia. So for them to actually mm-hmm. make the transition, and obviously going through a hiring process with changing a state, it's a significant endeavor. So this would allow us to really qualify a candidate and give them an option where they would feel more comfortable making that type of move and joining the organization and then working through, you know, a more deliberate process to get their state of California accreditation as well as the county accreditation.
Is there a reason why we have a county accreditation in addition to a state accreditation? Is that a longer topic for a different day?
It is a really long topic,
okay.
but I guess the Cliff's Notes piece is that the state of California is the EMS authority, regulating authority, and what they're really working off of is the state, there's the EMS Act, which was put in place in 1981, and they delegate to each county the local EMS authority, which is County of San Diego EMS.
Oh, okay.
And so they're ensuring that, meaning the state is ensuring that the county is operating within the state's scope of practice, and then the county is then ensuring us as a local provider are within their scope of practice, just ensuring that everything's checking the boxes all the way up to the state level.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I have one more question. So once they're sworn in and promoted, sometimes people will get credit for that, like for their 6 months that they served. And I did notice that it says that they will serve a probationary period of 12 months. So there is no credit for any of the 6 month period prior to.
So the civil service rules indicate that when you promote to a higher classification, you yes. serve a new probationary period.
Right.
And so this just, I guess, memorializes that they would serve a whole 12 month probationary period as a paramedic.
As a journey
correct, the journey okay. level paramedic position. Their 6 month service counts towards, you know, city service or things
okay.
like that.
Okay. But not the position.
Okay.
So
correct.
the actual next level position they promote to is a full year.
Yes.
Of probationary period.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Let me see if I have any other questions. I think I'm good.
Do we have a motion?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would have a motion to approve.
All right, I'll second.
Motion and second to approve the new job class paramedic recruit as set forth here. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Abstaining? Absent? No? Passes unanimously 3-0 with two absent. At this point, we'll look to other business. Either Tanya or Aaron, do we have any staff comments?
I just wanted to, I guess, formally say on the record that Courtney Starr, she couldn't be here. She had a conflict. But also wanted to formally introduce Tanya Tomlinson, current HR manager, who will be promoting to Assistant Director of Human Resources. So with Courtney's new role to Deputy City Manager, Tanya will be your staff liaison for the Civil Service Commission, and I'll continue to be the backup if there are any conflicts for her. Okay. Any other comments, Tom?
So I'll take comments. I was going to go there. I know Courtney is going to hopefully cross our fingers, be affirmed on the 12th as Deputy City Manager, and having served on this commission for a lot of years, I am super excited and thrilled. And we normally, as civil service, get to make recommendations on all sorts of things related to HR. And so the idea that we wouldn't also be throwing our hat in individually, collectively, in support of Courtney and the amazing job she's done, it would seem nothing less than silly for us not to be doing that. So if you can share mine personally, and I'm sure other commissioners may have comments about how good of a decision we think it is for the city to bring Courtney in this role, having someone that actually understands HR in your leadership team is huge and is important. And that is not to say we are not super excited to see Tanya. I've known Tanya for years, and she brings a level of amazingness as well. And we are super excited to have both of you. And Aaron, you're not going anywhere.
No.
Other than that, those are my only comments. Corey, Luli, do you have any comments you want to share?
Ditto. How about that?
Beautiful.
He stole my comments. Thank you.
Yep, I think she covered it. But congratulations to Court. I think this is a great opportunity for her and working with both Tanya as well. Very excited about your opportunity, and we're looking forward to working with Aaron more.
Yeah, there you go. Aaron, you never get to leave us. You've been here forever. Every single time someone's absent, and something always is like it goes wrong, and Aaron has to come in and rescue us. So with that, we would adjourn to our next regular meeting on October the 5th at 5 p.m. Action items pending, and as such, I'll adjourn this meeting at 5:16.
Thank you.